A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. He's walking through a hardware store in Tel Aviv. A salesperson asks if he wants to save 10% on a drill by joining their Moedon, their membership club. Sounds like a loyalty card, right? He reads the fine print and realizes he's looking at a credit card with a high APR. The person pushing it seems genuinely confused about why that's a problem. Daniel's question is basically, why is this legal in a developed economy? Does this practice have a name elsewhere? And why isn't Israel doing anything about it?
He's right to be alarmed. What he's describing is a bait and switch that's become completely normalized in Israeli retail. You think you're signing up for a discount club.
It's almost elegant in its misdirection. The entire sales pitch is built around the discount. 10% off today's purchase. Member-only prices. The credit agreement is something you discover, not something you're told about.
This isn't a loyalty program with a credit feature tacked on. It's a high-interest credit product dressed up in a loyalty program costume. Imagine walking into a grocery store, signing up for a frequent shopper card, and then discovering 6 months later you've got a credit report entry and a bill for 27% interest. That's the disconnect we're talking about.
What exactly is a Moedon, and how does this bait and switch work in practice? Walk me through the mechanics of the thing. This is more like a chain of unwitting participants passing along a product nobody fully understands, and at the end of the chain, someone's paying 30% interest on a drill they bought 6 months ago.
These are co-branded credit cards issued by non-bank lenders. Companies like Isracard, Amex, or Cal, but marketed entirely under the store's brand. The store calls it Moedon KSP or Moedon Home Center, never credit card. The application form looks like a discount club sign-up. The salesperson describes the 10 or 15% off your first purchase. What they don't mention is that you've just applied for a revolving credit line, and if you don't pay that balance in full, interest accrues from day one.
The discount is basically the origination fee dressed up as a benefit.
It's a loan origination fee with a smile. The store gets a commission from the credit card company for every sign-up. The credit card company gets a customer locked into a high-interest product, and the consumer gets a 10% discount on a drill that could end up costing them far more than the sticker price if they carry a balance. Let me give you a concrete example. Say you buy that drill for 500 shekels.
I said that once, and I stand by it. It's a very expensive loan with a very cheerful name.
Carry that balance for 5 months, and your savings are gone. Carry it for a year, and that drill cost you nearly 600 shekels. The scale of this is staggering. Research estimates over 60% of major Israeli retail chains use this model. Hardware stores, electronics chains, furniture retailers. Something like 1.2 million active Moedon accounts are carrying balances.
Why does this exist legally? What's the regulatory gap that allows a credit product to be marketed as a club membership?
The gap is in who markets versus who issues. The cards are issued by regulated financial institutions, CAL, Isracard, Max. Those companies are supervised by the Bank of Israel. The APR spread tells you everything you need to know about who's being targeted. Standard Israeli credit cards, the ones you apply for through a bank with proper underwriting, run 12 to 15%. Moedon cards run 20 to 30%. That gap isn't explained by risk profiles. It's explained by the fact that the customer doesn't know they're comparison shopping for credit. They think they're joining a club.
It's a jurisdictional hot potato, and the consumer gets burned while the regulators figure out whose job it is.
That's the entire psychological architecture of the thing. Among other things, it requires clear disclosure of APRs, fees, and credit terms at the point of sale for store cards. This is where the incentive structure gets truly perverse. These in-store promoters are typically third-party contractors, not store employees, and certainly not employees of the credit card company. They're paid per sign-up.
The Schumer box.
They're trained to get signatures on tablets in under 30 seconds. I've spoken to people who've done this work. One promoter told me his training consisted of a 2-hour session where they taught him how to position the tablet so the customer could sign quickly and how to handle the 3 most common objections. The word interest never came up once in that training.
It's a commission-only sales force with no financial licensing, pushing credit products to people who don't know their credit products. That sounds like it would be illegal in most regulated markets. The information is there in a standardized format before you sign.
In the United States, the Card Act of 2009 mandated something called a Schumer Box, named after then-Senator Chuck Schumer. A simple table on every credit card application that shows the APR, the grace period, the annual fee, the late payment penalty, all in a standardized format so consumers can compare. It's not hidden on page 7. It's right there on the application. Israel has no equivalent for retail credit. You sign on a tablet, the terms are buried. Most people never see them. And here's a detail that really gets me. On many of these tablets, the full terms and conditions are available via a hyperlink. You have to click through to read them.
Daniel's instinct is correct. This practice has been identified and regulated in other developed economies. Israel is choosing not to act, or at least not to act effectively.
It's not like the problem is invisible. The Bank of Israel has flagged retail credit marketing as a systemic risk. They've published reports, they've issued warnings, but they've stopped at voluntary guidelines. This is where it gets strange. Israel did reform its credit card market. The 2016 credit card law was a major piece of legislation. It forced banks to sell off their credit card companies to increase competition in the market.
A hope and a prayer is not regulation. I've said that too.
You did, and you were right. Now here's where it gets worse. The Moedan card is not just a bad product, it's a gateway product. The 2016 law was about structural separation. Who owns the credit card company, not how credit is marketed at the point of sale. It didn't touch disclosure standards for co-branded products. It didn't address in-store credit marketing. It didn't create any cooling-off period. So the reform created more competition among credit card issuers, and one of the ways they compete is by signing deals with retailers to push these co-branded cards. The law inadvertently made the Moedan model more attractive. It's a classic case of solving one problem and accidentally fertilizing another.
Who actually has regulatory authority over these products? If I'm Daniel and I want to complain, who do I even call?
This is the key failure. The Bank of Israel regulates banks and, to some extent, the credit card companies themselves. But store-branded credit products fall into a regulatory gap. They're not directly under Bank of Israel supervision because they're marketed as retail loyalty programs. They fall under the General Consumer Protection Law, which is enforced by the Ministry of Economy, an agency with limited resources and, frankly, limited expertise in financial products.
It recalibrates your sense of what credit costs. Once 25% feels normal, the predatory offers don't trigger the alarm they should.
The financial literacy baseline in Israel makes this especially dangerous. The Bank of Israel's financial literacy survey found that only 35% of Israelis understand compound interest. 35%. That's essentially the dynamic. And the Ministry of Economy, which theoretically has enforcement power, isn't staffed or structured to audit credit products.
Which means the person selling the Moedan card probably doesn't understand it either. And the person signing up doesn't understand it. And the system is designed to exploit that mutual incomprehension.
I'm not exaggerating. The same agency that would investigate whether a supermarket overcharged you for tomatoes is the agency responsible for policing a multi-billion shekel consumer credit product. The mismatch is almost absurd. The discount pitch lands differently when you're struggling with grocery bills.
Let's talk about why the Knesset hasn't fixed this. Daniel's core question is why Israel isn't doing anything. What's the political economy here?
When you have a credit product that's designed to be signed under misleading pretenses, that's generating stress in households that can't afford it, you're creating downstream costs that the health system absorbs. I had a patient, a woman in her 50s, who came in with chest pain and palpitations, ran the tests, ruled out cardiac causes, sat with her for 20 minutes and the real story came out. She'd signed up for a Moedan card at a furniture store 2 years earlier, didn't realize it was a credit card, had been carrying a balance that had ballooned to 3 times the original purchase, and was now getting collection calls at all hours. That's not a cardiac problem, but it presented as one, and she's not unusual.
The Moedon card isn't just a standalone problem. It's a gateway into a much darker credit ecosystem.
This is what the Bank of Israel's 2025 household debt survey found, and the numbers are alarming. 40% of Moedon cardholders also hold at least one other high-interest credit product, what's called a credit shekel loan or a non-bank credit line. These are the next rung down the ladder.
The political problem is that the harm is diffuse and delayed, while the benefit, the discount at the register, is immediate and salient. That's a hard thing to regulate against.
You're not thinking this is predatory. You're thinking, I need to make the payment on the Moedon card, so I'll take this loan to cover it. It's debt layering, and it accelerates fast. And the sales pitch happens at the exact moment you're making a purchase decision when your mental bandwidth is already occupied.
My phone buzzes, and it's some company I've never heard of, offering me 50,000 shekels in 60 seconds. The cognitive load of reading fine print and calculating compound interest at that moment is beyond what most people can do, even if they're financially literate.
The enforcement is so weak it's functionally non-existent. What the Moedon card does is normalize high-interest credit. It teaches consumers that 27% APR is just what credit costs. So when the SMS arrives offering a quick loan at 60%, the sticker shock is blunted. You've already been conditioned to think that's just the price of borrowing money.
It's financial desensitization. The Moedon card is the entry-level product in a predatory lending ecosystem, and it's sold in hardware stores, next to the paint samples and the light fixtures.
The political economy of why this persists is instructive. Israel has a strong free market ideological current that tends to resist consumer protection as nanny state intervention. There's a cultural aversion to regulation that's framed as limiting consumer choice, even when the choice is between a clearly labeled credit card and a deceptively labeled one.
A loan shark text is obviously sketchy. A hardware store membership card is not. But they're both high-interest credit products marketed without meaningful disclosure. The hardware store version just has better branding.
But that argument assumes a level playing field that simply doesn't exist when one party has a team of lawyers designing the form and the other party is holding a tablet in a crowded store. The Consumer Protection Authority found that many of these SMS lenders target people who already have high credit utilization. They're not fishing randomly. They're fishing in a pond of already indebted consumers.
It's an ecosystem. The Moedon card creates the debt, the SMS loans exploit it, and the regulatory system shrugs at both.
That doesn't happen by accident. That happens when the industry makes it clear that mandatory APR disclosure in 14-point font would hurt sign-up rates. And they're not wrong. It would hurt sign-up rates. That's the point. And a credit card that clearly discloses its APR, currently around 27%, in a standardized format. But here's the key. The debit version is the default pitch. The credit version requires a separate application with full disclosure. The Moedon model depends on confusion. If every applicant had to see APR 27% in large print next to standard bank credit card APR 12%, the conversion rate would collapse.
Whereas the Israeli Moedon card hides that it's a credit card as its primary design feature.
That's the difference. It's not that store cards don't exist elsewhere. It's that in other developed economies, the regulatory framework requires you to know what you're signing. In Israel, the framework requires you to figure it out yourself.
Daniel's point about the salesperson's reaction is telling. When he pointed out it was a credit card, the person looked at him like he was the one being unreasonable. That's not just an anecdote. That's evidence of a system where even the people selling the product don't understand what it is.
It's taken action against retailers for deceptive credit marketing. There's the Schumer box requirement. There are restrictions on marketing to students. It's not a perfect system by any stretch, but there's a regulator with teeth. And enforcement actions create deterrence. When a major retailer gets fined millions of dollars for deceptive credit marketing, the rest of the industry pays attention.
Other countries have gone further. What's the state of the art in regulating these things?
Canada, in 2024, mandated that all store credit cards must display the APR in 14-point font on the application form itself, not in the fine print on the form you sign.
Let's get practical. Daniel's asking what can be done about this, both for individuals and for the system. What should a consumer in Israel do when they're offered a Moedon card?
The UK's Financial Conduct Authority requires a 14-day cooling-off period for optional credit offered at point of sale, and explicit APR disclosure before any discount is applied. So you can't even tell someone about the 10% off until you've told them the interest rate. The discount has to come second.
The international trend is toward treating these products as credit and regulating them accordingly. Israel is moving in the opposite direction, or rather, not moving at all.
There's a class action lawsuit that illustrates exactly what's at stake. In 2025, a suit was filed in Tel Aviv District Court against a major Israeli furniture chain.
What about on the regulatory side? What would actual reform look like?
Any late payment, even one day, triggered retroactive interest at 27% from the original purchase date. So you buy a couch for 5,000 shekels, you're a day late on month 11, and suddenly you owe interest on the full amount going back to day 1. Not from the day you were late, from the day you bought the couch. If salespeople are paid per sign-up, they have no incentive to ensure the consumer understands the product. Pay them hourly, or pay them on customer satisfaction, not on volume.
The UK model.
The fact that this is being litigated rather than simply being illegal is a perfect snapshot of where Israeli consumer credit regulation stands.
Let me ask the obvious question. If the Bank of Israel has flagged this, if there are class action lawsuits, if international precedent is clear, why hasn't the Knesset acted? What's the actual blockage?
Part of it is the lobbying I mentioned. Part of it is ideological, the free market resistance to regulation. But there's also a structural problem. Consumer credit regulation in Israel is fragmented across multiple agencies with overlapping and unclear mandates. The Bank of Israel oversees banks. The Capital Market Authority oversees insurance and pension products.
The argument against caps is always that they restrict credit access. If you cap rates, some people won't get credit at all. What's your response to that?
So when a Knesset member proposes a bill, the first question is always, which agency will enforce this? And the answer is always, well, it's complicated. That complexity kills bills. And the evidence from countries that have capped rates is that credit doesn't disappear. It just gets priced more honestly.
The Bank of Israel points to the Ministry of Economy. The Ministry points to the Knesset. The Knesset points to the industry. And the industry points to the fine print that nobody reads.
The 2026 Financial Stability Report is a perfect case study in this dynamic. The central bank identified retail credit marketing as a systemic risk, their words, systemic risk, and then recommended voluntary industry guidelines. Not legislation, not regulation, not even a formal supervisory framework. That's the central bank essentially saying, we see the problem, we've quantified the problem, and we're hoping the industry will kindly solve it themselves. Australia, Canada, several EU countries have all dealt with versions of this.
Asking a credit card company to voluntarily reduce signups by making the APR clear is like asking a restaurant to voluntarily reduce customers by posting food poisoning statistics on the menu.
History bears this out. The 2023 credit card fee reform in Israel, which capped interchange fees, only happened after years of public outrage and a sustained consumer advocacy campaign. The industry didn't volunteer to reduce fees. They fought it every step of the way. The Moedan issue is on the same trajectory. It'll take a crisis or a scandal to force action. Maybe that class action lawsuit will be the catalyst. Maybe it'll take a Knesset member making this a personal cause.
It's the branding that makes it distinctive. Calling a credit card a club is a choice. And it's a choice that only works in a regulatory environment that doesn't require you to call it what it is.
Daniel mentioned he'd never feel comfortable signing up for a credit facility not issued by a regulated financial body. CAL, Isracard, and Max are all regulated by the Bank of Israel. The problem isn't that the issuer is unregulated. For consumers, the single most important thing is a question Daniel essentially asked. Is this a credit card or a loyalty card? In Israel, look for the phrase Cardis Ashrai, credit card, in the first paragraph of the terms.
That's almost more troubling. The regulated entity is using an unregulated marketing channel to sell a regulated product in a way that would never be allowed if the regulated entity was selling it directly.
If Isracard sent you a letter saying sign up for our new 30% APR card, it's just like a club membership, the Bank of Israel would be on them immediately. You can cancel. Israeli consumer protection law does provide a cancellation window for distance selling, though it's weaker for in-person signups. But the practical advice is, call the credit card company directly, not the store, and cancel the card.
The regulatory arbitrage is built into the distribution channel.
It's already being eaten by interest if you haven't paid the balance in full. If Isricard's card is being sold deceptively at a hardware store, Isricard should be on the hook.
That would change incentives overnight. If the banks faced fines for deceptive marketing by their retail partners, they'd suddenly develop a keen interest in how those partners train their salespeople.
On the screen you sign. Second, require a 7-day cooling-off period during which the consumer can cancel the credit line with no penalty. You should be able to get home, read what you actually signed, and change your mind.
To summarize what we've laid out, the Mordon card is a credit product marketed as a membership club. It carries APRs of 20-35%, roughly double standard Israeli credit cards. It's sold at the point of sale by people who often don't understand it to consumers who often don't understand it in a regulatory environment that requires neither clear disclosure nor a cooling-off period. For listeners in Israel who encounter this, what's the immediate action step?
File a complaint with the Consumer Protection Authority, the Moatza Letzarkan. There's a 2025 amendment to the Consumer Protection Law that specifically prohibits misleading presentation of credit terms. It's on the books. It's under-enforced.
What can someone listening do, practically?
If you've been misled, document it. Write down what the salesperson said, take a photo of the signage, and file the complaint. If you already have Moadon cards, check your statements for the APR. If it's above 15%, prioritize paying it off. Consumer protection law, especially in fragmented regulatory environments, is often complaint-driven.
If you're outside Israel, check your own country's store card regulations. You might be surprised. The U.S. Card Act is strong, but it's not universal. Some countries have even weaker protections than Israel.
And patterns are what force regulatory action. If those words appear, you're not joining a club, you're borrowing money.
One open question I keep coming back to. Will the cost of living crisis force action, or will it provide cover for inaction? You could argue it either way. Crisis creates political will for reform. But it also strengthens the argument that consumers need discounts, even if those discounts come with hidden costs.
The Moadon problem is more insidious because the victims often don't realize they've been victimized until they're deep in a credit cycle. You don't see APR 27% on your bank statement. You just see a minimum payment and a balance that isn't going down.
The next evolution of this is already arriving. Buy now, pay later products. PayPal's Pay in 4, things like that, are entering the Israeli market. These are even more opaque than Moadon cards. No physical form to sign.
Daniel's prompt hit on something that affects millions of Israelis daily, and most of them don't realize it. That's what makes it such a good topic. It's hiding in plain sight.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1980s, a Faroese postal worker named Jogvan Iskarini was briefly appointed as the Ottoman Empire's honorary consul to the Faroe Islands, despite the empire having dissolved in 1922. The title was a bureaucratic artifact that nobody in Ankara had remembered to revoke, and Scarini reportedly used the stationery for decades.
The next time you're at a store in Israel and someone asks you to join their Moadon, ask them one question. Is this a credit card? The answer might surprise you. And if it does, that's the whole problem in a single interaction.
He used the stationery.
This has been my weird prompt. Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop. If you've got a Moadon card story, or a prompt you want us to wrestle with, email the show at show@myweirdprompts.com. Until next time.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.